Okay, today's learning should be Leon Nishav Chaim Luzer Shem Shai Moshe and Daniel Rivki Bas Moshe Israel Yisrael Nachman and Moshe be Yisrael Shem Shalom Chaim Moshe and Malcolm and Brachem as Sar Malcolm and Gitzim and Fegut Bina and Yisrael for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're starting a new Simon today. And this is Simon Reish Ayin and the Mishavur is printed as Ayin Reish. So it shouldn't be Ra, Chas V'Shalom. But we're continuing over here through the Kabbalah Shabbos. Okay. And this is discussing Bamei Madlikin. Says the Mechaber, Nehag and Loimer, the Minig in those times was, Perik Bamei Madlikin, to say the Bamei Madlikin by night. Vasvardim Oimer is a Koidim Tvilas Arvas. The Svardim would say it before Mairiv. Vuhu Anochen, and that is proper. So let's first see the Mishabura why. Vuhu Anochen. Perik Bamei Madlikin, Lefisha Yeshbay Din Hadlaka. There is the rules about lighting candles. Obviously, that's applicable to Friday night. There was three things we learned this earlier on. It's a Mishnah. There's three things that have to be said Erev Shabbos in your house. A Sartem, did you give mice on the fruit? Because you can't give mice on Shabbos. A Raftem, did you make a Ruvich Hetzeris? And were you mafresh the challah when you mafresh challah? And then once you did that, you say light the candle. So in this Mishnah of Bamei Madlikin, besides giving the rules of Shabbos, it also mentions these three things. Now, since these things are important for Erev Shabbos, that is why they were masakin to say this Mishnah, okay, or Mishnayos, Koidim Tfilas Arvas, but that's because of what I just explained. This is why I said before, Mairav, B'Shem and Koidim Mois, so Makdim Lus Baal Arvas. They would have a Mairav early. Vayadei Kriya Perigzeh, Jayikrimi Koidim, yea, by reading this beforehand, yea, the Bamei Madlikim. They'll know with what you're supposed to light with. The Yiskar Shleisha Dvarim, the Yasalayim. They're going to remember these things and remind people. So it was a practical purpose of saying the Bamei Madlikin. The practical purpose was reminder, ask your family, did you take Maisa? Did you make an Erev? Did you take Challah? Light the candles. Use the appropriate oil. Valkane, Kasa Shulchan Aruch, Tu Anachan, that's proper. The La'achat Tvil is Meirev, not enough community. No, once you daven Meirev, by reminding us, it's too late. It's Shabbos already, so I can't tell people to Maisa. Now, the truth of the matter is, our minig, we'll see the difference between Bamei Madlikin and Kangavna in a moment. We'll talk about that. But our minig is to say it after Kabbal Shabbos, Umekabal Shabbos already. So what's the reason? We just tell you the reason is you should remember to tell people to do these things before Shabbos. But if it's already Shabbos, what's the purpose? Custom and Hagi Ma'arak Katam Kadeshim. The same thing we learned before with the Magen Avos. Katam Kadeshim Ya'acha Adam Ilaspal. If a person comes late to davening, Yeh Leishus Lespal by Chiyam about Ma'am Adlikim. So there's another catch up. So there's two catch ups. According to this reason, it has nothing to do with remembering what you're supposed to do. It's just another place to catch up. You came late. So wow, people are saying Ma'am Adlikim, you'll catch up. Just like the whole Magen Avos was so that people shouldn't walk home from Shul alone. This is what the Bamei Madlikin was. And therefore, people weren't out working, so you weren't so worried about people coming late. Because you don't do malacha. So now we have a whole different reason. This second reason of the Bamei Madlikin has nothing to do with remembering to do these things before Shabbos. It's just a way of remembering to do it, to add some time to the davening so the people who come late can catch up. Now let's finish the Mishnah Berurah and we'll get back to this. You would actually say it after Kiddush. It's better to go ahead and make the Kiddush. However, we say it earlier. The halacha is if you have a choice to spend your money on Neris or Kiddush, you spend the money on Neris. So therefore, since Neris is Adif, we say the capital, the topic of Neris first, because the Elbas Emerei Samach Gimel. So let's just discuss this over here for a moment. The Mechaber does not talk about Kegavna. We have to understand that. Why do we say Kegavna? Or many places we say Kegavna over Bamei Madlikin. Mechaber, the Shabura, they only mention the Bamei Madlikin. So first of all, we had the first shot that it's there to practically remind you to do it. So according to that pshat, the fact that we switch to kegavna doesn't really help, except the reason no really longer applies. We daven Meirav and Shul already when everybody already made Shabbos. So if I'm going to come to shul and say b'mei madlikin, according to the first pshat, it's just not practical anymore. At this point, I'm no longer reminding my family take ma'aser, make an eruv, take off to be mafresh techala because, or don't use the wrong oil, because at that point we're already past hadlakas neris when we usually come to shul. So according to the first reason, that practical thing of saying b'mei madlikin does not really apply b'zman hazeh. According to the second reason, that it's there to add some time to davening. So that's the basis of it. And it's a couple of hundred years old. We spoke about this in shul once, the minhag to say kegavna. It's a couple of hundred years old, this minhag. And really, it's accomplishing the same thing, and then according to that reason, except it's a piece that's brought down in the Zohar, and therefore we have this minhag to say it, but it's really accomplishing the same thing, meaning to add some time until the until we on for the people to help the people catch up. The difference, there are those who say the b'mei madlikin still accomplishes something even after you made Shabbos, because if you forgot to make to take ma'aser, if you got to make an eruv, it reminds you, hey, you can't do this on Shabbos. For those that do have the minhag of saying the kegavna, the concept between switching from the b'mei madlikin, because again, like we said, the practicality of the b'mei madlikin wasn't so applicable anymore. If you actually read the teich of the b'mei madlikin, we once did it in shul. We can maybe do it again. Once in shul, we went through the explanation of the kegavna. It's definitely worthwhile to go and understand that it's a very, very elevated piece that you can say. And if you understand the words, it sort of really brings to the forefront. It brings to light really the what's going on when we're bringing in Shabbos, how we're becoming one with Hashem, how Hashem is clothing himself. He's making the Klal Yisrael is an atarah to him. And it could really raises the level of the simcha coming into Shabbos. It's definitely kedai to take the time to learn the definition of the kegavna. Let's see the mechaber sif beis. Yesh she'ein oimer ma'aser b'yantiv, that those who do not say kegavna on yantiv or b'mei madlikin shechal li is be'er Shabbos, even if yantiv is on erev Shabbos. Yesh she'ein oimer sif Shabbos al Chanukah, those who don't say it on their Shabbos al Chanukah, we'll see mishabur why. Says the Ramav, we do say it on Chanukah. We don't say it. Yontif on Shabbos, you do not say it. Let's see, Mishavur. Remember, Yontif going into Shabbos, on Yontif you can't either take Meiser. So the whole reason is, according to the first pshat, is to remind people to take Meiser. You can't do it. Shame Master Yontif. And then they wouldn't say it on Yontif, they'll fell out on Shabbos, because there shouldn't be some Yom HaTov you do say it, some you don't. Shel Chanukah, why wouldn't we say it on Chanukah? When they should niskar in the b'mei madlikin, it mentions the kind of oils that you're not allowed to use for hadlakas neiros. Those oils you are allowed to use for Ner Chanukah, most of them. So it would sort of be inappropriate. I'm saying don't use these oils for Shabbos, but I just lit my Chanukah left with it. So therefore, they didn't say it. Shem asur b'Shabbos v'lo b'Chanukah. They're not asur for Shabbos, but they're okay for Chanukah. However, our meaning is to say it on Shabbos as well. B'Shabbos came Yom Kippurim shechal b'Shabbos einay meres on Yom Kippur. We don't say it either. Okay, now we are going to go into Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, and here we're going to start the halachas of Kiddush. Extremely, extremely important topic that we have to understand. So we'll get started over here, and then Umetz Hashem, we will continue with this next week. When you come home from shul, Yamar Lecha Miyad, you should eat right away. We'll see what this means. Obviously, the Yamar Lecha Miyad means after you say the Shalom Aleichem and after you say the Ribbon Kol Olam, for those who say it, and the Eish HaChayil, and for those who say it, Taskinu Sudasa. You're supposed to eat it right away. Agav, there is by many of the Hasidim, not all, many Hasidim, they have a minig at a certain between the hour, the sixth and the seventh hour, I believe, that they don't make Kiddush, because it's a time of that the mazel is not a good mazel, so they don't make Kiddush then. So when the Mechaber says Yomar Alecha Mayad, that's exclusive of all these things that obviously have to happen before you eat. Yomar Alecha, Heinu, Lekadish, Shemay Kiddush. You're supposed to mention Shabbos as close, you make your Kiddush as close to the entrance of Shabbos as possible. The chol ma de makdim and lot tvei odif. The earlier you make it, the better, right? Shabbos came, you're supposed to be mekadesh es haShabbos. Umikevon she kiddush tzarech lechem miyad. Since not the whole point isn't that I have to eat right away, but since I want to make kiddush as soon as possible, well, as we'll see, we have to have kiddush b'makom suda. You can't have kiddush not b'makom suda. Hayoyis, I'm making kiddush as soon as possible. Ibezay, I must eat right away. K'mavayir b'simen reish ayin gimel sif gimel baga, as we will see in reish ayin gimel as we talk more about this. V'im ein atoyv lecha. What happens? You come home, you're not hungry. Don't, because of this reason that you want to make kiddush right away, don't go ahead and eat when you're not hungry. You're supposed to have Einik Shabbos also and enjoy your meal. So for whatever reason, especially during the winter, Shabbos is very early and you're not hungry when you come home from shul, you can wait. Lo, we did mention Shabbos already in Ma'ariv when we started. The yoytzah b'zeh mitzvahs asay, the araisa l'arambam, and you yoytzah the mitzvahs asay of kiddush, of Zaches Yoim HaShabbos, according to the Rambam. Now, we're going to get much more into this. The Mishnah Berurah over here went with the Rambam. The Rambam says, that everybody says, that Zaches Yoim HaShabbos, mentioning Shabbos when it comes in, is a deraisa. Everyone agrees with that. However, the Rambam says that I was Yoitza, the actual Kiddush deraisa, by Ma'ariv, and my Kiddush by the meal is a derabbanan. Right, that the Rabbanan said, be mekadesh on wine. We're going to get more into this. Not many, it's a big machlokes amongst the Rishonim. Not everyone agrees. This, the Mishnah Berurah is going with the Rambam Shita that Kiddush Daraisa, I was already Yaitza in Shul. Now when I come home, I'm doing a Kiddush Darabbanan. Very, it's going to make a very big difference in the halacha with the Kama. In Mikal Makam, now, although, says the Mishnah Berurah, just a practical point, although I just told you that you are able to make kiddush, you are able to wait, you don't have, although the Mechaber said try to do it right away, that's the mitzvah na'mufcha if you're hungry, but if you're not hungry, wait. The kol makom, however, nearer the hecha, the yesh b'zeh mishum shloim bayis, that's very nice that you're not hungry, but your wife is hungry, right? Oish yesh le b'beisim esharsim, you have help in your house, waiters, right? Then I'm going to have to stick around and wait while you sit on the couch and decide you're very hungry. You have a guest, you have an ani who didn't eat all day. Just because you're not hungry, don't wait. You gotta be sensitive to your wife and be sensitive to your help that you have at home and be sensitive to the guest. The cave and the hay mutolam olive, they can't start eating until you start eating. Oh, I want to wait until I'm mamish hungry, so I should enjoy my meal. Certainly, you are not supposed to wait on for them, and you're supposed to make your kiddush right away. We have another minute, and we're talking now about coming home to shul. So I'm going to remind Olam of Avert, because we're not going to have time to get into the next part of the Shabur, because it's a very, very long discussion. But we're going to take 2 minutes for Shalom Aleichem and Kiddush. But the minig is by many, not by everybody. I don't, but by many, they say Tzeizchum L'Shalom. You tell the Malachim to leave. Why do we tell the Malachim to leave? Says the Malach Biederman attaches us to a vert from the Belzer Rebbe Zecharino Levracha, an unbelievable vert. We'll try to say it very, very quickly because we're running out of time. By Avraham Avinu, it says that he saw the Malachim, okay? The Pasuk says, V'hine shloisha nashim nitzavim olav. There's three people standing over them. Vayar, Vayar it's lakras, and he sees, and he runs towards them. And then the pasuk says, "V'hu oimed aleihem." He is standing above them. Says the Belzer Rebbe, you look at these words closely. First, it says the malachim are standing over Avram. They are higher than him. Shloisha noshim nitzavim olav. They are standing over him. Then they seem to be on the same level. V'yah v'yaretz l'krasim. When you're running towards somebody, you're both on the same level. Then v'hu oimed aleihem. He's standing above them. Avram is above them. Says, what's going on here? First. Says the Belzer Rebbe, an unbelievable vart. He says when the Malachim, when they came to Avram, they were greater than him. Okay, they Shleisha Nashim Ayman Olav. There's three people standing above him. Then comes a Yaretz across him. Avram Avinu has a machshava to go do a mitzvah, so he runs. He's running towards them. You're on the same level as a Malach. Once he was doing the mitzvah of Achnach Zezarachim, once a Yid is doing a mitzvah, says the Belzer Rebbe, you're greater than the Malachim. Now Avram is Eimed Aleihem, is greater than. That he says is the three levels of Avram Avinu. First, the Malachim are greater than him. He has a machshava to go do a mitzvah. He's on the level of a malach a yid. When a yid is doing a mitzvah, he's greater than a malach. Says Rav Melech Biderman, when a yid comes home from shul, he's walking home from shul, he's on the same level as the malach. He gets home, he plans on starting to, he's thinking about doing his meal. He is going to be on the, he's going to be on the same, first the malachim are greater than him when you're walking home from shul. You get home, you're thinking about making kiddush, you become on the same level as a malach. Once you start doing the mitzvah of kiddush, now we are greater than the malachim. We don't want the malachim to be jealous. So when the malachim walk into our house, we welcome them in. But now that I'm about to go do the mitzvah of kiddush, I'm now go. When a yid does starts doing that mitzvah, he now elevates himself to be greater than a malach. We say tzeis l'shalom. You don't want the malachim to be jealous, and that's why you tell the malachim to leave. So just a perspective of what's happening when we get home from shul and where we are going with. Okay, everyone, should have an amazing Shabbos, and we are going to, Mitzvah Hashem, continue on Monday. I am 99% sure that today is Thursday.